This goes to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Yolanda, Y-O-L-A-N-D-A, Husted, H-U-S-T-E-D, date of birth 7/31/1956. This is a follow-up visit for Ms. Husted with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, COPD, and kidney stones. Her last visit was June 19th of 2023. She has lost 34 pounds over the last year. She believes that's because she was hospitalized with kidney stones that required lithotripsy. That was in Midland with Dr. Witzke. And apparently there is still one left in the right kidney, but it is too small at this point, and they're just going to follow that with scans. She is feeling well, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, no cloudiness, foaminess, or blood in the urine. She does urinate in adequate amounts, no current symptoms of kidney stones, with no pain or pressure. And she has edema of the lower extremities that's slightly improved. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight lisinopril, 5 milligrams daily, and Bumex, 1 milligram daily. And other medications she has is not currently on duloxetine or methotrexate. She's off Qvar. And she's off albuterol inhalers, also off Duoneb. She does not require those at this point. Physical exam, weight is 284 pounds, pulse is 84, blood pressure, right forearm, large adult cuff, 130/74. Her neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, and she has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 17th of 2024. Creatinine is stable at 1.06. Estimated GFR is 58. Albumin 3.9, calcium 9.5. Electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.8, intact parathyroid hormone 46, hemoglobin 14.0 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression. 2, kidney stones with remaining right kidney stone that is followed by Dr. Witzke. 3, diabetic nephropathy. And 4, hypertension, currently at goal. The patient will continue to have labs every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.